Lovely images on the website, as always, courtesy of Kennedy. Thank you very much for that, Kennedy. And you've been indoors a little bit this week.
Yes, a little bit of both. So, yes, Guten Tag, Catherine, using the Austrian greeting, since we're talking about the Hunditwasser Art Centre in Whangarei, which opened in February, and it's been on my list to visit, and a couple of weeks ago I was able to do just that. Now, I'm sure, like a lot of people, in my journeys in the north, I would always stop at the Hunditwasser toilets in Kawakawa, which have been there for a few decades now, and admire the creativity and joie de vivre in that building, coloured bottles embedded in plaster through which light flows and glows, the grass roof, the undulating tile floor, multicoloured walls, not a straight line in sight, the craziness, colour and kitsch that were all part of Hunditwasser's art and architecture and his desire to bring happiness to people. Hunditwasser lived the last 30 years of his life on attractive forest land near Kawakawa, and now his genius and legacy can be more fully appreciated at the new art centre in Whangarei. Hunditwasser, born in Vienna in 1928 as Friedrich Stowasser, changed his surname to Hunditwasser, which means 100 waters. He said, "I call myself 100 waters because without water, mankind could not exist." So it's appropriate then that the art centre is situated next to the Hatia River in downtown Whangarei, a place traditionally known as the gathering place, both for people and, amazingly, I learned, whales, which would swim up the harbour to this point. The building has become an instant landmark of Whangarei. How could it not, with its striking cupola sheathed in gold leaf? The paths and approaches to the building have Hunditwasser's trademark undulating paving, as if the earth had sent up little volcanic burps that were then tiled over. "An uneven floor is a melody to the feet," he said. More than a million pieces of tile have been used in the building and surrounds, along with 40,000 bricks from the former Harbour Board building that was opened on the site exactly 100 years before the art centre was opened. Native timber from the old building also recycled as floors for the new. Now, the other trademark Hunditwasser feature that you see when you arrive is that much of the tiling is laid out in spirals. The spiral was the foundation of Hunditwasser's thinking and art. He saw it as the symbol of creation and regeneration, the very essence of life, which of course it is, because DNA itself is a spiral. I can imagine his joy when he arrived in New Zealand in the 1970s and discovered the tree fern's koru, the epitome of life's beginnings. And this later became the feature in the flag he designed for New Zealand in 1983, the koru flag. He was famously opposed to straight lines. When he considered all the straight lines of architecture, he said, "Take hammer and chisel to those angles and edges and make them live." So it's a fascinating philosophical confluence because the spiral is central to Maori thinking as well. And so at the entrance, next to a multicoloured ceramic column, the signature of Hunditwasser, stands a timber po carved by Waiheke artist Chris Bailey with a spiral winding around the whakairo. Hunditwasser was well attuned to the Maori world, and one expression of his respect for mana Maori is the gallery for contemporary Maori art housed within the centre, the first such gallery in the country. And like Hunditwasser's own name, the name given to the gallery is Wairo, which means 100 waters. Now, on top of the building, Hunditwasser's signature grass roof has matured as a forest roof with 100 trees, palms, ferns and shrubs, and 300 smaller plants. His vision for this kind of roof came from his view that humans, in their fallacious belief that they have mastery over the earth, were in the process of murdering the earth. The remedy, he said, was to go back underneath nature, philosophically, to place ourselves not above the earth as masters, but below it as caretakers. "We must build houses where nature is above us," he wrote, and a living roof literally achieves this. At the Art Centre, you can wander through paths along the roof forest and view the city all around. Now, central to Hundertwasser's vision for art and architecture was living in harmony with nature. He felt that straight lines and grids imprisoned the human spirit. People had become slaves to mechanization and functionality. He wanted creative freedom in building where people could express their individuality. Well, so it is with the builders of the center. They were encouraged to express their creativity, and there's a lot of whimsy throughout. Wrought iron balustrades have symbolic tools welded into them. There's a nest of ceramic eggs on a windowsill as you walk up to the cupola. A mosaic fantail is caught in flight among the floor tiles. I think for me, the strongest impression and inspiration from the center is Hundertwasser's environmental advocacy and vision. He was a pioneer in ecological thinking. "Nature is my teacher and my master," he said, and he sought to unite nature, art, and life, and felt he came closest to this aspiration when he was living in Northland. There are probably not a lot of art centres that feature a composting toilet in the centre of a gallery, or others with a demonstration of how plants purify water, but these fit naturally into the Hundertwasser Centre, along with artworks that advocate for saving the seas, the forest, the land, and even the rain. "Raindrops, as we have falling in Auckland at the moment, are kisses from heaven," he wrote, and gave himself the middle name Regentag, rainy day, the same name he gave to the boat that he lived on for 10 years. He died at sea, in fact, on the Queen Elizabeth II in 2000, at the age of 71, still painting along the way, and his unfinished painting is on display at the centre. He's buried on land, his own land, in the Bay of Islands. I visited the centre with local artist Heather Hunt, who commented that New Zealand never understood what a living treasure Hundertwasser was. He was talking 50 years ago about what is now only becoming mainstream, only now. And I thought that was it's been 30 years in the making, this art centre envisaged in early 1990s by local artists Joanne McNeil and Yvonne Rust. And 30 years later, here it is, and it's a splendid building and an inspiration. I spent 4 hours there and would happily go back and spend another four. And I do hope many people pay a visit to this new and excellent centre.
It has had a storied journey, hasn't it?
It has, yes. I don't know much about this. I mean, the politics of it. The Hundertwasser Foundation controls Hundertwasser's, I guess, his intellectual property and the use and anything to do with him. And so there was a lot of, obviously, a lot of consultation and discussion and between them and Austria and the people wishing to bring this to pass in Whangarei. But I don't know. You don't get the... Yes, I know that backstory, but for me, the finished result is simply splendid a joy to behold.
Wonderful. And thank you as always for the images, Kennedy. Much appreciated. Kennedy Warne, and that ends 9 to noon 4 this Monday.